Happy 100.
100, you sexies. Yeah.
I can't believe we made it to 100 episodes. This is crazy. And you know, we actually did some episodes before this too,
We
right?
did.
That we
This is the
didn't.
100 podcast episode, and we've been chugging along for many years, and we couldn't have done it without all you sexy time supporters and Patreons and YouTubers and streaming. We've been everywhere. DLive, Twitch, everywhere. I don't even
We've been
remember. We
everywhere,
tried
man. Don't
everything.
forget YouTube. Did you forget YouTube?
I thought
How
I said
funny.
YouTube. Yes, YouTube. We're temporarily banned there, but YouTube.
Oh,
We're too
man. Well,
sexy for
for
YouTube.
mentioning sex, FetLife, which I think is funny. But anyway,
Spotify,
happy
Google.
100. 100. You know, may all of you listeners reach ripe age of whatever it is that you want to reach, healthily, happily, and with lots of sex all the way through.
Well, I know that I like to push it to the limit, so I
Oh.
always have a special, like to the next degree. I would love to push this to 4 digits instead of 3 someday,
Oh yeah, let's get to 1,000, man.
1,000 would be
Let's do it.
sick. And I'll take the first 100 to just say thank you, Alice, for always being such an amazing co-host, friend, and everything you do. I mean, like, as I said before, we couldn't do it without all the supporters and listeners and viewers and
Yes, yes,
everywhere.
yes.
But I know that being the co-host with you, I know it would never have gone this far without your awesomeness and sexiness. So I just want to say that. Thank you. And anyone listening
Thank you too,
or
man.
watching on YouTube, let us know your thoughts on the 100, on, for the 100. Is there something that you'd want us to try to do? Is there something? Or just a comment, leave a comment wherever you're seeing this about what your thoughts are, us going 100 strong, and thank you.
Yeah, man. I'm just so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for everyone, really, really. I can't wait to see like what we're gonna be on episode 666. But you know,
We're
it's just
gonna have
so
to thank the
meaningful.
devil? Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
It's just
Thank
so
goodness.
meaningful that we get to continue all of this together. You know, we span like we how many continents are between us? I don't know. Maybe just
Oof.
depending on which way you go.
Japan to America. I mean, yeah, it depends on where you
Depending on
go.
which way you go,
We
yeah.
also had we
But
started out with different parts of America and Belgium, so you know what I mean? It's been that.
it's true. It's
Yeah.
been quite a ride, and I'm just so grateful I get to continue it with you. And we heard recently from one of our Patreon supporters how much the show has meant to him, and you know, just he emailed us and told us about his life and what was going on. And you know, we really love to hear from you guys. It means so much to us that each one of you that are listening, you know, even if we only had one follower, which thankfully we have many more, but even if we only had one, we'd be so grateful for you. We are so grateful for you. And to those who've been in Pillow Talk, who will be in Pillow Talk, who don't even know yet about Pillow Talk, you know, we're just so grateful for everyone who's shown up and you know, kind of shown their support for us and for the show, but also for each other. You know, I mean, we have a beautiful community, and just know that we're always thinking about you, whether we're on podcast or live stream, like it doesn't matter. We are always thinking about you, and we really love the shit out of you guys. And that's why we're here. That's why we keep going. And here's to show 1,000 soon to come.
Yeah, thank you so much. Until show 666 or 1000 or
420.
6900, 420, whatever is your milestone. Until then, stay sexy, stay safe.
And don't get caught in public.
Welcome to Sexy Time, where we answer your questions about sex, relationships, and everything sexy in between. Don't forget, you can send your burning questions by voice or email to sexytimedlove@gmail.com. That's sexytimedlove DLOVE@gmail.com. Anonymous questions are welcome. Thanks for hooking up with us today. Now, let's cozy up and join our hosts, Alice and BK Johnson.
Hey there, welcome back to Sexy Time.
Welcome back to Sexy Time.
It's always a good sexy time with y'all.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to be here.
Thanks for taking the time and spending your part of your day with us here, BK and Alice. How you doing today, Alice?
I am fantastic. It's really, I got to go away for a little bit and I'm just home. And I'm not going to give any details, but I will say I had a little bit of a whirlwind love affair. Ooh. And it was unexpected and it was exciting. Oh, yeah. And it taught me a lot of things about myself. And
those are the best
ones. Yeah, I hope now that I'm home that there's a possibility for some future stuff. But you know, when you meet somebody unexpectedly away from home, sometimes their life or your life is already complicated with other stuff going on, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just have to wait and see if those complications get sorted out or not. So I'm going to wait and see. And in the meantime, I'm going to live my life the way I live my life. But I'm really hoping for a giant upset in the future. We will see.
Those are always exciting times. And as a married man of 16 or 17 years now, I lost count. Those are the parts that I'm like, oh, it's so exciting. It's like, you know, I get to feel jealous of that because I miss those moments that I no longer have, but it's fine. Like, of course I'm satisfied people who know on that stuff, but I love seeing that, with anyone, but especially my lovely friend and co-host, you. So, but yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting.
Yeah. You know, new love doesn't just happen in the summertime or the springtime. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can happen as winter is coming.
Mm. And in Japan, Christmas is actually a very romantic holiday. It's mainly for couples.
Really?
And I know that there's a lot of like studies where like, you know, places where they're very cold, like in the winter times, you got to get it on to stay warm. So I think it's not just summer loving, you know. Summer loving's great too, but it's nice to keep warm that way. And
so don't forget, all of you who want to keep warm in the winter, mm-hmm. go find somebody to cuddle up with.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Well, that's enough good feelings for now. No, I'm just kidding. It's a soapbox day, so we can dabble in the getting on our little soapbox here, the sexy soapbox, and we'll. We try to keep things sex positive, but we'll see. This one actually, I think we can keep this one sex positive. So today's
this one has to be sex positive.
Exactly. If you notice the title, it's
not been sex positive. Come on now.
Yeah, I mean if we ever seem negative, it's because we care about it so much. You know, we care about these things. But anyway, so this title is In Defense of Porn. So I was surfing the sexy internet, and I wasn't actually looking for porn, but I came upon this amazing site or this amazing statistic.
Oh, okay. You weren't actually looking for porn, huh?
Mm-hmm. No, sure, no, no. Sure. It was just, it just popped up on my feed. Sure. You know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. like an X thing or sure. Twitter thing. I actually said X for the first time.
We anyway, believe you.
Okay. Top 25 most visited websites in the world for so far in 2023. And it would give the top 25 websites, but then it will also say which country visits it the most. So the for top five were, you know, you might understand is Google, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and that's all the USA has the most hits on that site. Then it goes into different places. Now, the first, out of all the 25, I think there's three or four porn sites. Yes, I think four. Anyway, and then it'll tell you which nations that visited the most. Oddly enough, it wasn't America. For any of them, none of them. So the there was three countries that are visiting using the internet most for porn, basically, because it's like here's the most visited sites and the nations. So here I'll let you know the three top three nations for the porn sites, the top 25 websites that are busy, and the three porn sites or four porn sites: Canada, France, and Cyprus, and that's it. Every other,
really?
Yes, isn't that crazy? And
Cyprus is in Greece. Interesting.
And I looked into it just, I was like, oh, wait a second. This is very fascinating. I would assume some of these other places might, you know, another place might have some, you know, be on the top for visiting the porn site, but I didn't see anything like that. But from my point of view, I don't think Canada and France or Cyprus are very known for being aggressive or warlike nations on the global front.
No, they're not even close.
They're actually known for the opposite, right?
Yeah.
It's like France, they don't go to war. They don't even have an army or whatever, right? That's the usual joke for Americans and whatnot.
Are we saying that like porn is like the example of love versus hate?
Yes, I'm saying that like we always try to look and judge and say, you know, porn getting a huge blame of these terrible things in society or, you know, and all those things. And I'm like, oh, according to these numbers, I don't think it's that way at all. I think that the solution comes from within and actually being true to all of us humans, like 99 point whatever percent are not asexual. So there is sex going to be involved in your life somehow. And I think being able to express your sexuality and being more sex positive and embracing those natural feelings, sexual urges in us, whether it be through porn or real life, and not being so ashamed of it, I think maybe causing that. That was what I was thinking. I would be curious. Let's bounce back on this soapbox. I'll give you the soapbox. Does anything come to mind when I say that, Alice?
Well, interestingly, I'm going to go on a little side tangent, tiny side tangent. I don't know if you've heard of this show, Big Mouth.
Sounds hot. Like Deep Throat?
Oh, no. it's a show by Nick Kroll and John Mulaney, the comedians. And it's been around now for several seasons. It's a really, there's even a spinoff, although I can't remember the name of that. But it's basically covers like these kids that are going through puberty. And like all of the survival techniques that they have. So they've got like a hormone monster is like the most popular other character. The shame wizard. Mm. There's like all these characters that come in as the kids are like going through the stuff that they're going through. And there's an asexual creature. There's an asexual character on one of the newer seasons.
Oh, yeah, keep going, yeah.
No, it's a kid, right?
Oh, okay,
and
okay.
They're like getting ready to go to high school, and this kid's asexual, and he has a girlfriend. And anyway, she's big into like masturbating. She's big into like sex, and she really wants to have sex, and she's frustrated that her boyfriend is asexual. And there's this great episode. I'm sorry if I'm spoiling it a little bit, but there's this great episode where they go on Reddit. The kid goes on Reddit to like find other asexual kids. Mm. And it's cool because the series like recognizes that Reddit is actually like not a monster, that Reddit can be useful for certain things. Anyway, so they go on and the kid, he's on Reddit and he's learning that there are other asexual kids like him.
Mm.
And so this is sort of opening up the conversation a little bit to like the wide world of internet sex discussion, yes, et cetera. But anyway, so this kid discovers there are other asexual kids like him. I'm just going off on a tangent because you said asexual. And he learns via Reddit, which I learned via the show, because I didn't know this, that in fact, asexual people sometimes masturbate. And the show's really cool. The way they describe it, he's like, you know, like a head massage can feel really good, right? Like, but it
Which
doesn't.
Head? Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
No, like a regular head massage.
Okay, yeah.
Like it can feel really good, but it's not necessarily a sexual thing. And so, like, there are asexual people that also masturbate because it just feels good, not because it's a sexual thing.
Interesting.
So that's really interesting. And I didn't know that. And so I don't know if asexual people also sometimes look at porn. They might. I don't know. So anyway, I just wanted to put that up.
Ask my high school friend who I always thought was asexual or just very shy, but I'm almost certain he might be. Anyway,
if this applies to you, let us know. If you're an asexual person who listens to porn, send us a little email at sexytimedlove@gmail.com. We'd really love to hear from you. I'm super curious about this. Anyway,
and this is so let me get back on my soapbox because it did trigger a bit of my soapbox back to like I do my biggest pet peeve. You know what my biggest pet peeve is? I've said it multiple times. Blaming sex or relationships for the problem when it's something else. And that's what this speaks to me, where it's like, how often does society blame lust, sex as the problem? But if you look at the statistics, I think the biggest problem comes from other things than the sexual desire or relationship issues, because porn.
Yes, and you know, really, I agree with you 100%. I think that a lot of people blame porn when really they're just afraid that their partner isn't into them, or they're afraid that their partner might lose interest in them, or it's all about fear, right? It's all about fear and control. And whether it's wanting to control society or control your partner, I think the stigma that porn gets, it's more about this Puritan thought that like your partner can never think of anyone else sexually. And frankly, like porn, even if you have one favorite porn star, 99% of people looking at porn are not delusional enough to think that that porn star is going to be their lover. They're not going to try to leave you for a porn star. They're not like desperately delusionally in love. Okay, maybe you've got a small percentage of people who are delusional stalkers or whatever that might end up going down that road. But for the rest of us, like if you're with a normal functioning human person, as your partner who is not delusional, they're not going to leave you or try to leave you for like the person that they're watching on the screen. And they're probably not in love with them either. It probably is just the thing that they have programmed their body to get off on when they masturbate. And that's fine. Tools are lovely. Think of porn as your partner's favorite dildo. It doesn't mean they're trying to replace your dick. It just means that's what gets them off quickly or efficiently or in the way that they like, or for, you know, maybe it's a long session, whatever it is that they like, that porn helps them accomplish it. And that's it. It's just a tool.
And
But
most of the time, it's also exploration, where especially when someone hasn't been understanding themselves as much, sometimes they don't want to have to take the risks of actually getting involved with that, but they want to say, you know what, I want to see what this is like in the porn fantasy realm and see what how I react to it. You know what I mean? Anyway, sorry. That was another
No need
aspect
to
of porn.
apologize. And I do think that the only real danger with porn is believing that whatever you're seeing on the porn episode or movie or whatever clip, you know, believing that that is how everybody likes to be loved.
Yes.
And if you're looking at the wide world of porn, you know that people like to be loved differently. But if you have narrowed your focus into busty blondes being fucked from behind, and then you go to a girlfriend who doesn't like to be fucked from behind, you know, that's where porn can be difficult. If you narrow your focus too much and you start to think that everybody likes it a certain way, as long as you are open to pleasing your partner the way they like to be pleased, open to communicating, open to sharing, all of those things, porn is not going to upset that apple cart.
Yep. It's more of an that same aspect. It's like there's two aspects of that. One is that, and the other is addiction, I think would be the other one, where it's like, oh, if it's affecting your real life relationships or real life sex life or real life performance, whatever you're concerned about, and
Yes, don't
it's
call a lot of work to watch porn, please.
exactly whatever it is, that type of addiction would be the issue too, even if it doesn't affect you in your choice of sex with your partner or whatever, right? It's like all those are the two aspects I think are the most dangerous. The addictive side that can affect you in many different ways, or what you're talking about there, trying to box it in. Before I go on one more tiny thing, because you mentioned Puritan, is there anything else you want to soapbox on this topic before I go on another
No, I don't
tangent?
think so. I and just because not everybody likes it the way porn depicts it doesn't mean some people don't like it the way porn depicts it. Some people do like traditional penetrative sex. Some people do like really weird shit that is
Yes.
out there on porn as well. And I don't mean to label it as weird, but like something that society would say, like, oh, that's not normal. There are people that love that shit. So yes, sometimes porn does depict what people actually like. It's all there.
Now you know why I'm
It's all
obsessed with
there.
knowing. It's thinking that, oh, I know that this is true or not. It's like, oh, no. Like it's so unique. It's all there. You mentioned Puritan, and I do think it comes from that type of thing. Coming
Yeah.
from that judgment of lust as a sin, which if you've heard listened before, I was an atheist for many decades. Now I believe in a God that I think is a good one for creating us all and creating reality and allowing these things. And one of my favorite quotes from C.S. Lewis was, "I think God likes sex. He invented it." It's like so. It's like,
I
isn't
love C.S.
that great?
Lewis.
I'm like, oh, I love that quote.
Chronicles of Narnia.
Yep, I think God actually would like sex if I believe that God made everything. Then, because that means he invented it. So there's a reason he made it this way. And I do think that the lust and the Puritan, the sin, those type of things are used in a way to kind of like you were saying before, control and put fear into people. So we can, if you can control the way people feel about natural things that we all end up feeling, sexual desire and stuff like that, there's that. And one, I mean, again, I've read the Bible so many times now, even though I mean, because I was an atheist for so long, I ended up reading that a lot. And that whole line, the one line that comes to mind that I can hear people saying, no, it is a sin because Jesus said, you know, anyone who lusts after this is committing adultery in their heart. Though I've looked extensively in the Bible for things like about sex and relationships being a sexy time host and reading the Bible a lot. And that word lust actually means taking action to make sex, to have sex, not lust in the way we think of lust.
Oh,
It's in
interesting.
Koine Greek, and it actually, that word means you actually are planning to do something. It has nothing to do with
Oh.
your feelings of lust or sexual desire. It has to saying if you're lusting after a married woman and you're not married to her, meaning you want you're going if given the opportunity or you're going to do something, perhaps something like David murdering the own husband to have sex with somebody, that is lust in the way Jesus is saying that there. And that's the quote that gets thrown around away. So anyway, if anyone wants to debate me on that, that's fine. But I mean, that's the way I look at it, because that's the best argument against that lust or sexual desire. And I just don't fly with it. It doesn't make sense in reality. I just had to
Yeah,
get that out
no,
there.
and I would really like to add for a future soapbox if we could please talk about control and fear in
Ooh,
relationships. Yeah,
yes.
thank you. So
Noted.
thank you for hanging with us today. I hope after you listen to this, it inspires you to open up your porn chest and make it a little more interesting. Try something new today. Google a different type of porn that you haven't looked at before. And just beware that some of those rabbit holes can be a little
Be careful.
traumatizing.
Yeah, that's
Be
why they
careful
say
what you search for.
stay sexy, stay
But
safe. Yeah.
find something interesting today and have a good time.
The internet's for porn, isn't it? Anyway,
Of course. And let's not forget to thank our amazing patrons. In particular, we're going to shout out our shout out patrons, Monster
Master
J,
J.
Mark, and James.
Mark and
Thank you so much
James.
for being our very, very, very valued and consistent shout out patrons. We're so grateful for you and your continued patronage
Hell yeah. Thank you so
and
fucking
presence.
much. Tell a
Thanks.
friend, patreon.com/sexytimepodcast, become a Patreon. But tell a friend just to share your favorite episode, and we do inspire you to do that. Stop, explore and practice not self-judging or judging others for using the internet the way it was supposedly meant to be. That's the way we tend to do it. So
And if your partner is in particularly like is if your partner's a fan of porn and you're afraid of it, watch it with them. We'll cover that on another topic.
Yeah. Control
For
fear and
now.
porn watching together. Until next week, stay sexy, stay safe.
And don't get caught in public.
Thank you so much for coming along with us on this episode of Sexy Time. The party goes on after each show with unfettered access to your hosts in an uncensored and private live segment we call Pillow Talk. Become a Sexy Time subscriber to join in on the fun at patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. That's patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. It is always a pleasure to see you there. If you've enjoyed our company and would like to support us, be sure to tap that share button and spread the love. Join us again next week wherever you listen to podcasts for another Sexy Time. Until next time, this is the Mistress of Ceremonies sending her love. Stay sexy.